From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting a deadly explosion in the eastern Chinese port city of Ningbo. Reuters' Pascal Davies reports.
A big blast in China rocked neighborhoods in the eastern Zhejiang province on Sunday. At least two people were killed, according to officials. Rescuers carried the many injured away from the debris. State news agency Xinhua says the blast happened at a factory in the coastal city Ningbo. Shattered windows were reported in buildings almost a mile away from the site of the explosion, according to Chinese state television. According to the newspaper Zhejiang Daily, several buildings collapsed in a nearby residential area, already cleared of people. Police told Reuters the area had been marked for demolition. The cause is not known, but CCTV said it was not a gas explosion. An investigation is underway.
The death toll in the hundreds, with over 100 injuries, and Egyptian authorities are still responding to Friday's deadly mosque attack in the Sinai Peninsula. Shouting Allahu Akbar, or God is great, militants opened fire in the resulting stampede. Worshippers found the exits blocked with burning vehicles. In the end, 305 people, including 27 children, were gunned down and 128 were injured. A top official in Afghanistan has come under fire for seeming to confirm for the first time that neighboring Iran has recruited thousands of Shiite Afghans and warriors for other regional countries to fight in Syria. Deputy Afghan Chief Executive Mohammad Mahakik made the controversial statement during a trip last week to Tehran.